With the conditions like that, the 24-hour daylight, the enormous amount of mosquitoes, isolation, did you have a high turnover of your teammates?
No.
Why is that?
Because everybody pretty much liked it. Archaeologists are used to that kind of thing. I mean, let's say you were working in camp. The mosquitoes are just as bad in camp as they were out, you know, 40 miles away out in the middle of nowhere.
But I did hear they had a high turnover at some point with the camps.
Okay, what I'm now I'm talking about archaeologists.
Okay.
I'll bet over the years that we worked on that project, we probably had 400 people work for us. All right. I mean, at one time when we were really busy up at Galbraith Lake, Dale and I had 70 people working for it. Archaeologists are used to that kind of stuff. I don't care whether you're doing archaeology in New York or you're doing it in New Mexico or Louisiana. I mean, that kind of stuff is what you do. It was maybe a little more rigorous in Alaska than it is other places, but it was, the basics were nothing new to anybody. And, you know, almost all of the people that worked for us were graduate students or undergraduate students in archaeology. I mean, everybody had experience. I'll bet less than 5% of the people that we hired, you know, once they got up here and did it a little bit, said, this isn't for me. It's probably less than 5%.